start today the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 9th of Shvat, 11th of January, Rabbi Eliyahu Pinchas Levi, Erevei Tuchumin. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Nishmas Moras Martel Bas Rav Meir Rafol Olei HaSholem.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have discussed a posture, a touch in a posture. This week's Pasha. In the Pasha of Mon, people today make a big school of Pasha of Mon, Tuesday. Pasha of Shalach. At the end of the Pasha it says, Shavuos Shtachtov. On Shabbos, it says that you have to Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, each one Baruch Hashem Nosen Lachem Es HaShabbos. You should see this was the Bnei Shalom told Moshe, Bnei Shalom told Klal Yisrael, see that the Bnei Shalom has given you the Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, he gave him double amount of bread, and that's the Indian of Lechem Mishnah, which we have on Shabbos. It says in Pasuk, Shvu Ish Tachtov, each person should stay in its place. Al Yetzi Ish Mim Koimoy, a person should not leave his place by Yom Hashvi. So Rashi already remarks, was Pshat Shvu Ish Tachtov? We can't somchu arba ames lo yitzi chutz l'tchum. This we learn out the halacha. That somebody who leaves his shir tchum Shabbos, and then he's not allowed to move. The halacha is that once you've left the 2,000 ames, you've moved out of the 2,000 ames, you're not allowed to move bechlal. And the Chacham still gave a din that a person has 4 amas from where he is standing. The question is, the Machlokes is in the Gemara, 4 amas on each side, 4 amas he's in the middle, Machlokes is Tanoim. So the Rashi says, that's learned from the Pasuk, Shavu Ish Tachtov, a person has to stand where he underneath himself. Now a person's, the size of a person's body in Halacha always is 4 amas. Shalosh V'gufoi, his goof alone is size is 3 amas. That's where Shir Mikveh comes from. Shir Mikveh is the size of Amar al Amar Brum Sholosh. That the size of a Mikveh has to be 3 amas tall and 1 amar wide, square of 1 amar. That comes because the goof of a person is always yakin the 3 amas. For achas lepishit yadam raglaim, and one is for stretching your hand and feet, which that gives you an extra amar, and that is the shear of 4 amas, and that's the translation. Shvu Ish Tachtov, each person should stay in his place. And that's talking about only in a case when he has the Pasha Tarashi Yud. It's referring to a place when a person has left his Tchus Shabbos. Then the Pasuk says, Al Yetzi Ish Mim Koimoy, a person is not allowed to leave his space, Behem Ashvi. So then Rashi really bothered. We already said, Shvu Ish Tachtov, the Pasuk has told us that a person has to stay wherever he is standing. So what's this extra pasuk? So then Rashi says, these are the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos. The Rebbe Furush, Rashi says, don't think that this is the what the Torah is expressing specifically. Tchumim alone is not chiv is not a deraisa. Rashi learns tchumim is only a derabon. Says Rashi, v'ikra shel mikra. So what's the simple translation of the pasuk? Aluk te'amon ne'emah, which is talking about the people which gathered the mom. That means Klal Yisrael. That was the whole Indian. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said they shouldn't. They came on Moshe Rabbeinu Shabbos morning. Behim on Moshe. Ichlu ayoyim ki Shabbos ayim Hashem. Ayoyim lo yitzu basode. And they won't find it in the fields. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them al yitzish mimkoymoi. They shouldn't go and pick the mom. That's how Rashi learns the Taich in the Pasuk. The emphasis in the Gemara, in Eruvin and Daf Yud Zayin. Gemara in the Eruvin and Daf Yud Zayin learns it's a deraisa. Gemara says, Om de Rebbei, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us our locha. That when a person in Arba Dvorim Nemu B'machane, that there's four kulas which are said in when a person has a camp and the Gemara is Tutstodim, if he's talking about Machna, he's talking about when the army goes out to fight, or any place when a person camps in the middle of a midbar and he's stuck somewhere, not in a Mokin Yishuv. So there was four kulas. One of them is Mevin Eitzim Mikol Mokim, you're allowed to pick wood from wherever you want. Ptur Mechitzis Yodayim, you don't have to make Netilis Yodayim. Umidmai, when you find Dmai, you're allowed to eat it. Umila'arev, you do not have to make Eruvin. And on that last word of the Mishnah, the Gemara says as follows. Omudu Be'Rebiyana. Rebiyana said, Lo Yishanu, the din, that you don't have to make Eruvin, is only talking about Eruvin Chatzeres. We have a lot of people camping. Each one has his own tent, which normally, when they would be in a city, each one has his own dira. So then they would be able to carry from their personal place to the communal place, they would have to make Eruvah Chatzeres. So that Eruvah Chatzeres the potter as a camp. Aval Eruvah Tchumin, but the din that if you're not allowed to leave the pastures, we're talking about the 2,000 Amas, Chayavin, they are mechuyv to make Eruvah Tchumin even in a camp. Says the Gemara, why? The Tana Rabchia says, Loikin al Eruvah Tchumin Dvar Teiro. Is a chiv malchus, if somebody leaves his 2,000 amas allowance, if somebody oversteps the 2,000 amas allowance, so then he is chayiv malchus. So the Gemara says, from where is the pasuk? So the Gemara says, the pasuk is from al yetzi ish mim koimoi, this is the al is loshen, you're not allowed to, al and lo is the same thing. So the Gemara says, that's the chiv malchus. So the Gemara says, every al you get a posse, you get a malchus. So the Gemara says, al tifnu loibus vel yidoinim. It seems that you don't get a malchus on that lav. So the Gemara says, this is shkim kasha. Because, avada, you can't get on a lav also, as long as it's not used for lav, as also Mrs. Bezdin. So the Gemara asks the kasha, why is this posse not a lav, as also Mrs. Bezdin? So Rashi already says, why is the lav shalosh is Mrs. Bezdin? Because part of the pasuk al yotzi ish mim koymoi, a person shouldn't leave his own space, is also al yotzi, is including that not only not allowed to leave your allowance of 2,000 amas. Besides that, you have a din al yotzi, you're not allowed to take something out from one rishus to another rishus. Which even though for all the other malachas we learn from malachas hamishkan, here the Gemara says, the Gemara Shabbos says another pasuk who learns out from Vayikol Yom Me'ovi, Shas, when Klal Yisrael bought the Nedova for the Mishkan. So then it says, Aviru Kol Bamachne Leimor, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a cruz, an announcement that people should not bring. It was Shabbos, and were not allowed to bring any more Nidvus HaMishkan. That's one place the Gemara learns in Shabbos. In Azur, because here the Gemara learns out from Al Yotze steht Al Yotze Shmim Koimo in the Gemara Darshan. Al Yotze is not allowed to carry out from its place. So the Gemara says the Shemes Om Ravashi. It doesn't say in Pasuk, it doesn't say Al Yotze. Pasuk says Al Yotze. So even though we do Darshan that a person is not allowed to carry from Shus to Shus, take out from one Shus to the other, but still we have the main part of this Pasuk, that's how the Gemara here stays, bribes, stays for us, for the din of that a person is not allowed to overstep the boundaries of allowance of Tchum Shabbos. So the Pashas in this Gemara is Mashma, that Tchum Shabbos is Deraisa. And Rashi Bas and Chumash, if you look in Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says, Shein Tchumin Ela Medir Mesoifer. That Tchumim is only Medir Rabbon. And ever since this is a big Machlokes Yishonim, the headquarters of the Machlokes Yishonim is stuck on this Gemara. One of the Rayas, which the Yishonim all busy, the Rif is the first one already which is busy about it, is a Mishnah later. The Gemara says, Seda Alocha, by Sofik Eruvin, when somebody has put an Eruv, and he doesn't know if the Eruv still survived, was around in Ben Hashemoshes or not, and the Alocha is that Sofik Eruvin Lahakol, that we're allowed to be Mekel, as it's stated in the Gemara, Rav Shimon, Sofik Eruv Kosher, as we pass in the Gemara, we're talking about here, Eruv Tchumim, because the beginning of the Mishnah is Nizgal B'chus L'Tchum, and here the beginning of, and by Tchum Shabbos, and then when somebody made an Eruv, which the Eruv allows him to move an extra 2,000 Amos, is Sofik Eruv is Kosher. So the Chol of Sofik Eruv is Kosher, the Klal is why Sofik Eruv is Kosher is, because it's a Sofik Derabonah. And here we see in the Gemara, the Gemara assumes that it is a din deraisa. This is the Rif's kasha, the Rif Ashton's kasha. And the Rif says a big chiddush. It says there's a difference what shir tchum we're talking about. The deraisa, says the Rif, the shir tchum is yud beis mil. It's 12 mil. Where does this shir come from? He brings a Yishalmi. But the side of the makor of the such a shir is, because the translation al yetzish bim koimoi means a person shouldn't leave the place where he's living in. Klal Yisrael was living in Machne Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was a tent, was living in the Midbar. And the Midbar, the size of the Midbar was 12, Yud Bis Mil al Yud Bis Mil. It was a square of 12 mil on 12 mil. So the shear of Tchum Shabbos, the Torah is giving you Keilu a shear, because that's Pashat. Avada, in Midiraisa, in Machne Yisrael, you're allowed to walk much more than 12 mil. Because the first 12 mil, he didn't leave town. Because as long as you haven't left town, this is the Mishnah and Ketz and Ma'abrim, a person who lives in a town and the houses are close enough to each other within the Shi'ah of Shimnam Vashayim, within 70 amas from each other. So then the din is, you're allowed to walk through the entire town, and the town can be Godel Kantuchia, it can be as big as the entire country. So therefore, in Machne Yisrael itself, Avada, everybody in Machne Yisrael was allowed to cross the entire Machne Yisrael before he started his Shir Tchum. His Shir Tchum only started once he left Machne Yisrael and he went into the Midbar. So then the din was, but the din was he was allowed to go 12 mil. So how do we have to learn the Pasuk? So then we have to learn the Pasuk. Al Yetze Ish, a person is not allowed to leave Mim Koimoi, the similar size of the place which Klal Yisrael was dwelling at. At the present moment, Klal Yisrael was dwelling at a place which was 12 mil, so that gives you a right of going for 12 mil. Because there is a Yisrael Terif, and an Emily Amman Paskin Teichaze, so that the halacha is that 12 mil, to go out over 12 mil is a deraisa, to go till 2,000 amas is a derabbanan. Which explains us why Eruv Tchumin Bechlal Misofik is allowed to work. It's you talking about the whole din of Eruv Tchumin, that a person can decide and put down a little bit of food and decide this is where that's my place where I'm living for, and that's how he works. That is Kone Shvisa, the place where the food is, and therefore he gives him extra 2,000 amos. That's also a din takona de Rabbon. That means in theory, if a person would have crossed his 12 mil allowance, a carrier of the Tchumen perhaps wouldn't have worked even. It's never going to get because you can't go more than 2,000 amas. You're never going to get to the 12 mil. There's actually one place where it is Negev. We will have time, we'll still elaborate. That is the way the Rif Fa'emphas, the steer of the Gemara's, and the Gemara here is Mashma. It's Teraisa, and the Bash is that's the translation of the Pasuk, Al Yetzi Ishmim Koyim Afrika. The Gemara says the Pashto Pshat in the Pasuk is Al Yetzi Ishmim Koyim, a person is not allowed to leave his place where he dwells, and therefore gives him a certain allowance, how much is Tchum Shabbos, how much is he allowed to walk on Shabbos. But if the Ritzon Lashus Lashus is only a Drosha, that's the Mashmos in the Gemara, at Kedikach, it's not called a Lava, because this Lava is not really, the Pashto Pshat in Pasuk is handling Tchumim. So we have to say the Rif answers, and their din is a din in Yud Beis Mil. Their din of Alpayim Amo, thus is a din derabam. This is the Chayil Lashit Sarif, a lot of Rishonim, the whole list of Rishonim, which also hold the same as the Rif. The Rambam is also part of this. The Ritosis himself also brings it, brings this. Pshat Ritosis himself is not very happy with the Stele Maskona. That because it says in the Bavli, there's never mentioned Yud Beis Mil, is never ever mentioned in the Bavli. It's a Yishalmi, so how can we assume that the Gemara did hold of it? But if I'm for the steer, the Rif doesn't have a better answer. One of the big kashas on this pshat is the Goyim. Goyim asked the kasha from a Gemara. The Gemara has a shaila about rain. If rain falls on Shabbos, so the Gemara says that any water, rain which falls on Yom Tov, the Gemara here is on Yom Tov, which is the same thing, is the halacha is kiragli kol adam, is the person who dwells the water, takes away the water, draws the water is his, and therefore the tchum of the water is himself. The tchum of himself. We have halacha. This is the Gemara in Beit Zil. Gemara says that a behemah va'akelim kiragli ha'be'olim, that the behemah, the kelim, which are owned by a person, they have the same tchumin as the person itself. Big nafkamina. If you have your own kelim outside the tchum of your own, so those kelim, or even on Yom Tov, which you're allowed to carry. If somebody comes, we made Eruv with Chumin, wants to bring in your Kelim, he has no right to move those Kelim, because those Kelim have a din if somebody left his Chum. If somebody leaves his Chum, he's not allowed to go. That's the din for Shmuel Shtachtov, he's not allowed to leave the Dalet Amos, or the Amos from where he is living from. So the exact same thing would go to the Kelim also. So the Gemara here has a kasha. But how can it be that the water which you draw on Yom Tov belongs to the owner who draws it? Let the rain, beginning of Yom Tov, as you're talking, was still in the ocean. And then it evaporated, it turned into clouds and fell down as rain. So why don't we say it should be Koine Shvisa in Kiyanus? And if it's Koine Shvisa in Kiyanus, then we should say that I have no right to move it, not more than Dalet Amos, because it's more than 2,000 Amos away from where it was Shavis. So the Gemara wants to say, there is one, but wants to answer that, so the discussion of Yom Tov, we're talking about this, he saw the clouds coming before Yom Tov, and therefore they were within the tchum of the town. It's not stated in the Gemara, he saw it, Nemesis Mavu Ashpeta in the Gemara Daf Nun Tes, that any water which exists within tchum of a town, and since the das of the town is to use that water, therefore it belongs, it's considered kilo, it belongs to the town's people. Remember, it has a halacha that you are allowed to only use it as long as that within the tchum of this city. The Gemara in Daf Memtes, the Gemara in Daf Memches, I think it is, the Gemara in Daf Memches says that if you have a lake at the end of the tchum of two cities, that means you have one town which is, let's say, 4,000 amas away from the other towns, so they don't have the same tchum, and the middle of the space between the two towns is a lake. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to draw water from either side of the lake. Because when everybody's going to draw water from the inside of the lake, so then it's moving the water which belongs to the other city to the water which belongs to this city, which in the Gemara is Mavua. But the lake automatically, since Dasa Ir is to use the water of the lake, so it gets a din, it has the din tchumim of this city. As there is Mavua in the Gemara. Oh, so the very. In the Kyan it's not. The question is in the. It's the Shal Yesh Tchumim. That's the Sophic in the Gemara. It's the Shal in the Gemara. The Gemara is not patient. It's like fake there. Good. That's the Stock in Tchumim. No Mala Masor. Over the Gemara, the Shulchanor and capacity in the Sophic, you are Choshish. The Yesh Tchumim. No Mala Masor. And therefore, one of the guys is that you are not, he doesn't come Shabbos. Because he can't, because Yesh Tchumim. No Mala Masor. As they pass to me, the Mice. It's Michal of the Sophic. So the Gemara says, has a problem. So how can I use the water, which the rain water which falls down? So Gemara says, we saw the clouds before, and then we had das on it, so it blijft similar to that lake next to the city, which belongs to the people. Who told you which clouds, you kept cheshbon which clouds, where the rain came from? Perhaps the rain clouds which fell down now were further away, much further away, and maybe you didn't have das on them. So the Gemara says, two truths. Oban tells the Isle Simon, he made himself a Simon on the clouds that he could recognize that the rain came from those clouds which he saw before Yom Tov. Ibisema have a Sophic the Divrayim, the Sophic the Divrayim Lahakim. Since it's only a child of Trumin, Trumin is a Drabanan, Trumin Drabanan. So the Sophic is Mutter. So the guy asked the Kasha. Yeah, so normally you would say, when everything more says Sophic the Drabanan, we're handing out Paramount. Says the Gun, you were handling about the water was in the Kyanis. The Kyanis was for sure more than 12 mil. And if it's more than 12 mil, we see that even 12 mil is only a Drabanan. And how can the Rif say that for 12 mil, we're not allowed to, is a Din Derias? It doesn't, oh, so, so you want to say that the whole Din of Tchumen, the Tchumen, the Kyanis is a Kyanis. It's not the rice, it's just Mokum 2, we call it the rice. It has got it in. Second of all, Tchumim, even if somebody was Shavis, not in a Rishus Ayachim, Shavis Rishus Ayachim, and then he goes 2,000 Amas, and his 2,000 Amas finished in the middle of a Rishus Ayachim, he's not allowed to move on. The whole din that you're allowed to move the entire Rishus Ayachim is only as if you were there, so then you have your whole Tchumim only starts. Once you leave your Rishus HaYochid, as we said, Machne Yisrael would belong completely. But this here, even though with Rishus HaYochid would not be an Eitz. The answer to that, L'chor Daf Zayin, as the Rif, the whole Halacha, from the Din D'Oraisa, which we learned from Pasuk, that Al Yetzi Ish Mim Koymoy, which we learn Halacha, the person is not allowed to leave Tchum Shabbos, and the Rif wants to learn that Din Tchum Shabbos is Yud Beis Mil. And the Amazon in Pasuk is Medu, because it states Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimim. That Din Tchumim is a Din and Tchumim from people. I mean, the person which has a locha, but he's not allowed to leave the Tchum, that din is Deraisa if he hits Yud Beis Mil. But the Din that the Arag, Apehem of Akelim, Kiragle Baolim, that halacha, that the Kelim, and the Kelim of a person, and the and the behemoths belong, have the same din tchum Shabbos. That is not halacha in the din tchum Shabbos deraisa. That halacha was said in 2000 Amos, which the Chachamim made a halacha to make sure that the person keeps his tchum Shabbos as it is. So make sure not only you are not allowed to leave your tchum, all your properties, anything which belongs to you, has the exact same din. Aber the halacha that Yud Beis Mil deraisa, thus is no gewesen that din was only made given to a person himself. His properties don't have that din d'oraisa. And then it's impossible to be doing Al Yetzi Ish Mim Koimim. The halacha is a person is not allowed to leave his place. It's not a halacha that anything which belongs to a person with d'oraisa shouldn't be able to leave. And therefore, the more there it says, have a sofik to divreim is very good. Because the whole halacha from Shvisas Kelim that we should have, Toich Yud Beis Mil Nishtoaz Adin mit d'oraisa. No, halacha is only with Rabbanon in the din alpayim, in the din of 2,000 amos. Hashem, in a person, it still could be that midiraisa is not allowed to leave 12 mil. It's one place where there's a big nafkemina la halacha, so dachda halacha, that the Turk Pikuach Nefesh, a Chayo, somebody who has to be a Tzolah member, all these type of people which go for Pikuach Nefesh are allowed to go outside Tchumim. And the Din Gemara says, as the Dr. Konos Rem Gamdil, that normally the Din is once you've left the Tchum, you might allow even the Turk, even better, you know, to move more than Daladamas, Shvuish Tachtov, that's the beginning of the Din. So then the Gemara says, then there's Aloch, Gamdil Gemachta Takona, that the person gets 2,000 Amas, even where he arrives. Now what happens if the guy went for Pikuach Nefesh, he went 11 mil. So now where he is, Midiraisa, he's still Teich Tchum, he hasn't left the Tchum. Midrabonon, he's left. So now he gets 2,000 Amas, so at the Choskumen, it's going to be over the Raisa. Because he's going to leave, he's going to go from 11 to 12 and past 12. So this is Ramban Zakasha, we'll leave it for another time.